ground of grace and rock with Dragnus.com. Staging in the web plane is your host, founder and creator of the Draglist, Bill Wright. And in the right lane, John, the Wildcat One. You're going to hear news and interviews from the world of drag racing, both now and then. So get yourself situated, pull your belts tight, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for some racing and rocking.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. I'm Bill Pratt. It's great to be with you tonight. Tonight, we feature Heather Ford Park. Heather's a C-Stock automatic drag racer and a leading representative of Samtech, the School of Automotive Machinists and Technology. Can't wait to check in with Heather and find out about that great educational program and, of course, her racing exploits. In the meantime, I'm going to ask some racing questions tonight. Of course, John will ask some rocking questions. And you can join us live on our chat during the show. Go to racersreunion.com. Also, want to remind everybody that we are live on Facebook. If that is more convenient, go to the draglist.com fan page on Facebook, and you can hear us live right there. So without further ado, welcome to the program, Heather Ford Park.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm excited to talk to y'all.
Really excited to have you. You know, we get all those boring Top Fuel and Funny Car guys, but no one out there working for a living. We wanted to take it back down a notch and talk to somebody who actually gets their hands dirty and then does a great thing with helping other people learn how to do this stuff. Tell us a little bit about the race car to get started. Let's talk about the race car, we'll talk about the history, we'll talk about Samtech, and we'll wrap it all up. But what kind of car is it? So a C-Stock automatic. Tell us about that.
It is. It runs C-Stock automatic, and the one that I have right now, it's a 67 Shelby GT500, and it has a 428 Cobra Jet motor in it.
Wow.
It's probably a little bit over 600 horsepower, rated about that much. And the guys at Samtech, they're actually the ones that put all the hard work into getting that motor together and making it fast. Mm-hmm. And they do a great job because it's a really nice piece.
Oh, a 428 Cobra Jet, that's a big old torquey monster. I mean, it's not a finesse game when you're driving that car, is it?
No, it's a fun ride. It is a really fun ride. It gets the wheels up pretty good and carries them out there, and it pulls all the way down the racetrack. So it's a really fun ride, for sure.
It's really, really great. How are things in stock? Every now and then, I got to check in with my buddy Brett Kepner, who, if he knows all the pros, but he knows every single stock racer and every single stock record all the way down. You know, it's amazing how much he's into it. Tell us how things are going in stock these days.
They're good. I always say stock all over the country, but in Division 4 too, it is such a competitive class. There are so many great racers and such a variety of cars, combinations, and just people from all over, and just a lot of really great racers. And this past weekend, we ran into what was supposed to be some bad weather at a race and still had a lot of cars show up. And, there's always something going on, something new. The class is growing. They've added what actually my brother is racing this year, and they've added a lot of the factory cars in, which are the newer cars. Mm-hmm. So you've seen maybe some of the Copos, the Cobra Jets, those cars. So that's
right.
Kind of coming into the class too, along with the older cars. So I race the old school, I guess you could say, and then my brother is racing the new school.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I was 10 when that car came out, and I'm older than dirt, so, you are definitely going old school. So, tell us how the fans react to that car. I mean, that is, there's a whole lot of folks living, walking around who I grew up with that car. I saw it when it first came out and that sort of thing, and it's kind of always been there. But, what about these newer guys and gals who, the oldest thing they may have seen is like a 86 Tempo?
Well, you know, I think they love it. They always, at any of the races, they bring a lot of people that want to come by, especially because we actually have two Shelbys. Mine mm-hmm. is blue with white with blue stripes, and then we have another one that is blue with white stripes, and they're identical. They look identical. They have the same motor combination in them. So we have both of those, and then when we have the newer one, the 2016 Cobra Jet out, we have all three of those cars. So they bring a lot of attention, and of course I'm biased. I think they look great, but there's a lot of other people that come by too, and it's really cool to talk to people because they have a lot of questions, or you know, they say that they had this car, you know, back then, or you know, wish they had this car sitting in their garage, or you know, those sorts of things. They like to take pictures or ask if they can sit in the car, those kind of things, and it makes their day.
Right, that's so cool. Well, you know, let's go back to when you kind of got started. You've been racing a long time, and you know, you're racing with your dad. And when your dad said, you know, it's time to make this thing happen, and you talked him into letting you go racing, you got your license in a pretty big name guy's car. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we had kicked around maybe doing junior dragsters for a little while and stuff, and then just for whatever reason or another, it didn't happen. And so when I turned 16, my dad was like, okay, let's go. So we went out to the racetrack, and we have some of our great friends, actually the Emmons. They were kind enough to let us borrow one of them, and brave enough, I guess, to let me just jump in there and send me down the racetrack to get my license. And so I did that, and then once that was taken care of, my dad got me a car, and it was the two of us. He had his, and I had mine, which was a Mustang. It wasn't the one that I have right now, mm-hmm. but it was a Mustang. And we did that for several years. My brother he's 5 years younger than I am. So when he turned 16, he then jumped in the seat, and my dad lost his ride. So then it became the two of us.
You weren't giving yours up, huh? That's not that
no,
wasn't happening.
No, that wasn't going to happen. So Pops was kind enough to give up his ride.
That's really awesome. And you've been racing off and on for about 20 years now, and you had some kids,
yeah,
and you're
on.
A
just
mom.
Taking some breaks here and there from school, and I have three kids, so mm-hmm. that keeps me pretty busy. So in between having kids and school and college and that sort of thing, that took several years off here and there, and now my kids are old enough to where they can handle me doing this.
Uh-huh.
So I'm finally been able to be a little bit more consistent with it, and really excited to be able to do it. We've been off to a really great start this year and having a good year, so it's been a lot of fun.
That's outstanding. Well, you know, your priorities are in the right place, and you know, and of course, I have to say, you know, let's be honest, like ladies have a bigger, you know, kind of bigger responsibility there with the kids, typically, you know, than the guys do. I know that my wife certainly, you know, had the kids when I was off announcing in some far-flung place mm-hmm. in days past. So I don't know if that's ever going to change, but, you know,
well,
nonetheless.
I'm fortunate enough that my kids love the sport, and we're also fortunate that we all do it. You know, my parents, my kids, my husband, my brother, his wife, you know, so it's a family affair, and we're mm-hmm. able to go and spend time together as a family, so that makes it really nice.
That's great. So the family's all yeah. there together, it's just you're in a different place than a lot
absolutely.
Of families are.
Yeah.
But, you know, so great. Well, let's see, you know, and of course you're going for the big win, so you've been a lot of round wins, you've won class before, congrats on that. That is
yes.
tough enough to do, but one of these days, looking for the big win,
you have your eyes on it
this year?
Last weekend at the Houston National, my brother made it down to the finals, mm-hmm. so that was super exciting, and then this past weekend we had a divisional race in Ennis, Texas, and I went three rounds, and he made it to the quarterfinals. So inching a little bit closer and a little bit closer.
That's cool. I just posted those results today, but I think I only had the winner and the runner-up. So.
Oh, okay.
That's, you know, I probably got well. And when I'm sure I have your brother's name somewhere on Drag List and in the race results the last couple of weeks. But that's really great. Keep rocking it. So tell us a little bit about...
We're excited. We have a lot of fun doing it. Just to pick up and go to the next one.
You sound like you're just tearing it up. But tell us a little bit about Samtech. Samtech.edu. So it's an educational concern. If you're looking them up on the web, tell us a little bit about that place.
So it's a school located here in Houston, actually. And Judd and Linda and Brian Massengale, they're amazing people. They've I've actually known them the majority part of my life, actually. They're great people. They started Judson had a engine building program many a years ago, and did motors for my dad, and so that's how the two of them knew each other. And then I don't remember the exact year, but somewhere in the mid 80s, Judson and Linda opened up the school, and so the school is basically for machining and technical education, and they train students for that are wanting to get a career in the racing industry, and they specialize in things like block machining, cylinder heads, EFI tuning, those sorts of things, and they're always adding new programs and, you know, exploring and to try to expand. So, it's a great school. They have great students, and like I said before, who so many of them work on our cars, and they take a lot of pride in that. You know, they put a lot of effort and a lot of hours and sweat into our program and what we do. So, they hats off to them, because they really they put a lot of great time into these cars. And a lot of those students that come out of there, they get they've been hired by NASCAR, NHRA teams, IndyCar, even by GM. So it's a fantastic school, and we're more than fortunate to be able to be a part of them.
That's really great. And I was looking at their Facebook page today, and they've got a really nice Facebook page featuring your cars. And, of course, they got a nice picture of Austin when he was runner-up last week in the car. So very proud of him as well. And that's cool. So samtech.eu, or
edu.
Check them out on Facebook.
Very cool. They have a lot of great programs. And it's here in Houston. And people come from all over the country to go to school there. So, yeah, it's great.
Cool. Well, tell us a little bit about the old man. Your husband is a huge supporter and encourages, you say, and of course, mom and dad taking care of you. Tell us, take a couple seconds, do some shout-outs while we have you on the radio.
Oh, well, he's always been there to just kind of let me do my thing and encourage me and say, you know, go do that. That's what you love to do. Go do it. He drives the blue Shelby at times when he can. And he raced comp actually several years ago, won his first national event that he ever showed up to, so he has those bragging rights.
He could be like MIR's Royce Miller. He entered one NHRA national event, and he never entered another one, and he's got a 100% win record.
So he's always, and he's always there to, whether he's at the track or not, supporting. And even, it goes same for my parents and stuff here lately. Just for different reasons, stuff. My brother and I have traveled alone some, but we always have amazing support from people, from our family members, and even other sponsors. Luby Tortilla, Stan and Sheila Holt have always helped us out, and they also race too. So it's great that we get to hang out with them. We have great friendships with them and see them there. And it's actually a great restaurant here in Houston too, Mexican food.
Part of the Houston gang there.
I've seen their
decal on one or two other cars you may have seen in the news lately.
Mickey
Thompson tires, Six Shades, and all kinds of. I was saying Thompson, Six Shades, Rigid Services.
And the Rod Ryan Show here in Houston is 94.5 The Buzz. It's a great radio station here in Houston, and he and my brother stuck up a friendship, and he's done a lot to help us out. We've been really, really fortunate.
Yeah, it can't hurt to have a DJ on your side to get the hometown crowd out.
He's an awesome guy too. So
except for us, I'm kind of a DJ, and your number's going to go down after this show. But none. Oh well. So maybe Rod will help you back up. Well, tell us, as you travel the nation's highways and byways, tell them. We always ask this question of everybody who comes on. Tell us your most fun, most miserable and craziest times, either at the track or on your way?
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Well, I would say probably one of the hardest trips that we've ever taken was my dad and I went to Indy several years back as a trip I'll never forget because it was brutal. From the time that we left, before we even left the driveway, we had a broke axle on the trailer, had to spend quite some time to fix that, had I don't know how many blowouts on the way there, and actually the last one was we could see, after making all that drive there, we could see the racetrack, and it was in our vision. We were so close to here, and we had another issue with the trailer.
Oh, no.
And then once we finally got that fixed and got there to the track, I broke an axle on my race car. So it was not a fun trip, and I haven't been back to Indy since then, actually.
Indy, you need one of them little red signs with the slash through it and put that over the name Indy.
Yeah.
One of these days you got to go back there and make up for it.
I would love to. It's an amazing, absolutely amazing experience, and I would love to do that. But that trip was pretty brutal. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry to hear about that. Well, let's offset that with something fun. What was the most fun thing you ever did at the drags?
Oh, fun thing. Well, I feel like we have a great time every time we go, just being able to travel with my family. And I'd say we went to our Vegas trip. My brother actually did a back-to-back Vegas. I didn't do the back-to-back one, but he did it. And so we went out to Vegas, and, you know, Vegas is always fun. So we went out there, and we were able to do the race and hang out, do the Vegas scene and dinner and all that, so that's a lot of fun. And then
that's really cool. Just
things like we've gone to Memphis and gone to Graceland and, you know, those kind of experiences that you can't take that back. So, pretty awesome.
That's great stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of Graceland and folks who have been to Memphis recently, let me turn you over to John Bachleman and talk about some rocking questions. John?
Thanks, BP. Heather, y'all are in Houston?
Yes, we are.
Well, so am I.
Oh,
I was down there. I was down here at the races last Friday, and I didn't get a chance to meet you, but I saw your booth, and it's outstanding. I'm the rocking guy. I play in the Pee Wee Bowen band here in the Bay Area, and I was going to ask you about y'all's favorite kind of music.
Oh, well, you know, I'd say my favorite. I listen to country more than anything else, so. My favorite music's definitely country. My brother would be the exact opposite. So.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's cool. Have you been to any shows lately?
No, I am going this Thursday. I'm going to, we have a friend who is kind of doing, it's his startup. He's written some songs. His name is John Stork. And this Thursday, he has a CD launch at Rockefeller here in Houston. And so this Thursday, we're going to that. But we missed out on the rodeo this year. I wanted to go to the rodeo, and there was just different things coming up that we didn't make it. So the rodeo here in Houston is something to go to and experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. We played the barbecue cook-off for three nights, and the logistics were a nightmare,
too,
but we had some fun down there. And I was going to ask you, when you're going to the races, is there a particular song that you ever think about that gets you pumped up and ready to race?
I don't actually, you know, honestly, I don't, as far as the music part of it, I don't. I try to kind of keep my quiet, peaceful moments, you know, to just collect my thoughts. That's probably the boring part of it, you know. But my brother, actually, he does. He has the headphones, and it gets him in sync and ready to go.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, you know, the rodeo is probably the big event in the whole city, you know, other than when we had the Super Bowl there this year. That was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And,
that was a big time here.
also the Spring Nationals, you know, that's always a great thing for everybody to go to. But next time, if y'all are there next year, I'll be sure and make it by and stop by and say howdy.
Oh, yeah, we will definitely be there. That's actually, especially this year, that's the race I was talking about that my brother runner that. So mm-hmm.
we'll certainly be back trying to
finish that off.
Well, that's so cool. We're not going to talk about that guy anymore because, you know what, Barb just told me we're going to have him on next month. So I think we're going to be...
much information on him.
Yeah, you're going to have to, you know, stand in front of him when he's on and make faces and see if you can crack him up while he's on the radio. That would be pretty cool. Anyway. So anyway, it's so great to have you on. Heather Ford Park, terrific racer, terrific cause. Awesome school, and keep on plugging, man. Keep on, I hate to put it this way, manhandling that big 427 or 428 Cobra jet down the track while everybody else is like using their pinkies to drive these other cars. You're very
That's
impressive.
Right.
Very impressive woman, madam. I my hat's off to you. Have a great
Thank
year.
You.
We look forward to seeing you down the road.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, Heather Ford Park, C-Stock Automatic Racer, doing it the old school way with a big old muscle car. Let's take this opportunity to turn it over to John Bachleman for this week's JB's Take and the Racer of the Week. John?
Thanks, BP. My pick for Racers of the Week are Sean and Chrissy Dieters from Moline, Illinois. Sean and Chrissy were recommended to me by our friend and former Racer of the Week, Steve Plum. Thanks, Steve. The Dieters are one of the most popular and respected drag racing families in the Quad Cities area. The Facebook graphic and intro got over 180 likes, 30 comments, and 13 shares. That brings them in third all-time behind Brett Kepner and Russell Izumo. Chrissy sent me some great info about them and their history in the sport, and I'd like to read y'all what she wrote. A little bit of our background. Sean and I both grew up around this sport. My dad, Pat Richardson, is one who started this back in 1967, and he's been doing it ever since. I should mention here that Pat Richardson was Racer of the Week on September the 15th, 2014. And growing up, I had two choices, to either stay home and play with my friends or go drag racing. I chose drag racing. In 1996, I traveled the Midwest with my dad while he was running the MPSA, which is the Midwest Pro Stock Association, and I met a lot of amazing people. I was still in high school, and the camaraderie of people basically speaks for itself. We were always surrounded by awesome people and racers. I like to think I learned a lot about the sport during those five seasons back then. During one of his weekends off, my dad put me behind the wheel of his 1980 Plymouth Arrow, which was set up for Super Comp. He put a throttle stop on the car so I could at least get the feel. Well, that first pass went out of control, to say the least, right along with my nerves. Somehow I managed to confuse the throttle stop button with the line lock button, and needless to say, the car stood up on the back end and came down real hard, almost running my dad over. Then I decided to foot brake it off the starting line and against the chip, which was a sound I wasn't familiar with inside the car, I lifted and decided I was better off being on his pit crew. We laugh about it now and have for many years, but that was a moment neither of us will ever forget. And many years later, I ended up with my 82 olds and taking my first real W on a Father's Day weekend. What an amazing day and another one for the books. Just this last fall, I licensed in my dad's top sportsman 66 GTO. To some, it's not a big deal, but to us, it most definitely is. This past winter, I received the Sportsman of the Year award from our home track, Cordova International Raceway. That in itself is truly an honor. What an amazing award to receive coming from the girl that many years ago who used to sit back in the pits and get suited up and strapped into her car, as I was afraid to be up against some of the best. Those people, in turn, have become some of the greatest friends and family that a person could ever ask for. Sean Dieters grew up across the street from Don Spear and has always referred to Don as his second dad. Sean bought his first race car in 2003 and ran Super Pro. And after a few years, he traded that Mustang for the Chassis Concepts dragster he has now. Over the years, Sean has learned a lot from Don, as have I. Don was also best man at our wedding, and rightfully so. We both have been truly blessed with the knowledge and expertise that stems from both my dad, Pat, and Don. What a couple of great mentors they have been. My 82 Olds has a 468-inch big block Chevy and runs anywhere between 1020s to 10-0s, depending on the kind of air we have. On a cool day, that car always seems to pick up. But I'm not complaining. Sean's 247-inch wheelbase dragster has a 555 cubic inch Chevy, blown on alcohol, runs 680 at 197. He is currently running this year a 632-inch big block Chevy, injected on alcohol, and runs 750 at 175. He's focusing on the Quick 16 races this year to free up time to also focus on our kids getting their seat time, since this is their first year in a junior dragster. We're excited to see what this season brings for our family. And thanks to Steve Plum for referring us for this recognition. What a great friend and person Steve is. Chrissy asked me to send our prayers and condolences to Clyde Scott and his family in Canton, Texas. Clyde's shop, his cars, and most profoundly, his father-in-law were lost in the storms that went through there Saturday night. Our prayers are with you, Clyde. She also said, thank you, JB, for taking your own time to put together these segments. It truly gives the veterans of this sport recognition for what they've accomplished their entire life. Without people like them, we wouldn't be here following in their footsteps. Well, Chrissy, without draglist.com and Racers Reunion Radio, I wouldn't be here to do what I do either. We're all part of a truly great family. Thanks for the excellent info, Chrissy. For you and Sean, we wish you good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. And a quick shout-out to our friend Jim Jr. Sanders in St. Louis. Today was Jim Sr. Sanders' birthday. Happy birthday in heaven, Jim Sr. Back to you, BP.
Thank you, John. JB's take, everybody. And, you know, ended it on a sad note, and we're going to start here on a sad note as we discuss our lost friends. On the 27th, one of our former guests, John Muldowney, the son of Shirley Muldowney, only 59 years old, had a blood clot and passed away on the 27th. Our deepest condolences to Shirley and to all of John's many, many friends in the sport. John has been on the drag list, both in a crew chief and, you know, in a car owner more recently in the last several years, as he's run a top alcohol funny car, but always just not too far away from the sport, even when he wasn't directly involved. John Muldowney, farewell to you, sir. Billy the Kid Scott passed away on the 28th. Now, Billy Scott is one of the great drag racers from the late 50s and early 60s. Superb racer, nearly unbeatable at times. And then he went on to race Indy cars. Look him up, folks, if you don't know him. I know that it goes back quite a ways now, you know, over 50 years now. But look up Billy the Kid Scott, one of the great, great racers in drag racing, truly one of the grandfathers of the sport, passed away on the 28th. Our condolences. And as John just mentioned, Clyde Scott's father-in-law, Rusty Barlow, passed away from the tornado that hit Kemp, Texas, while he was working on one of the race cars in Scott's shop Saturday. Just a tough, tough deal. So farewell to Rusty, and our condolences to Clyde, and of course all of Rusty's family and friends. Also, just got word tonight that famous Top Fuel racer from Colorado, Johnny Abbott, is in ICU and having some issues in the hospital right now, and it's looking pretty rough for our friend Johnny Abbott, who has been on the show himself. So we send our thoughts and prayers to John and to his family and friends as they help him through this at this time. So tough, tough deal, folks. But we are proud to know all these folks, and proud to remember them. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. We want to thank Heather Ford Park,
John Bachelman, of course, Danny White, Jeff and Dustin Gilder, Barb Santucci, and Bud Mr. Drag News the Boar. Have a great week. We'll see you next Monday night as we feature Ashley Sanford, who just about 24 hours ago became the NHRA's newest licensed top fuel racer. She just went 382 at 317 down there in North Carolina to get her license. Talk about timely, folks. We're going to have Ashley on the show next Monday night to tell us all about it. Folks, have a great week. We will see you next Monday night. Adios.